are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about aging and a natural way to age. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, is there really a natural way to age? And how is that different from aging gracefully?
Well, simply put, aging is the buildup of negative energy in your essence. So natural aging is the constant, consistent, and specifically removing that negative energy. But aging gracefully is accepting the negative energy and putting up with the bad effects of that negative energy.
That is so much different than what we have been taught. I'm talking about all of us. In other words, we have no choice but to age.
Yes.
So explain more about the natural aging.
If you're aging naturally, you would have true wisdom and a knowing and a better connection with life force and have a consciousness about who you are authentically. We see that wisdom today is about working around the negative energy without any real knowing of who you are and why you are in this physical body. You know, we see a lot of aging people. We just moved recently to a small town outside of Yosemite, and in this community, it's not a retirement community, but a lot of people here who live here full time are retired.
Right.
And we see that they're breaking down from the buildup of this negative energy. They can be argumentative. They can be superficially social, but then you see some negative attitudes, emotions. Typically the negative energy that builds up when you age is anger and bitterness. Some of it's unworthiness, numbness. Numbness shows up as a form of, nothing excites them anymore. They don't get excited about
anything. I see a lot of people around us that are like that too. I really do.
And they drink to find that excitement.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
And numb out.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Or, you know, go to sleep, so to speak. But you know what? Let's talk about your mom, Jason. Jason's mom lives with us, and she's almost 90, and really remarkable. So
there was a remarkable change, because when she was with my dad, he died, and we went and basically
rescued her,
and she came to live with us. Now, she had every expectation of staying in the house by herself, which was, it wasn't borderline crazy. It was probably deep into crazy. But,
yes,
you know, she had no sense of, there was no wisdom. We didn't see, she was a nurse all of her life. She had a lot of responsibility. She was a head nurse of cardiac care, intensive care at the hospital. And, she'd worked till and she was into her 70s. Mm-hmm. People loved her. But in my dad's house, it was really dysfunctional. My dad was dysfunctional too, but she kind of assimilated to that, and she had no sense of, she was like the frog in the boiling pot of water, and
right.
She had no sense to jump out. And so
the water got too hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been clearing with her. We've created a home life that's really pleasant for her. You know, she has Ron and Jamie who love her and adore her.
Those are the dogs, by the way.
We have more fun. Mm-hmm. We are always laughing as a family, and we have our little routines that we really enjoy. And
one of her favorite routines is me dancing, collecting the dishes at night. She just loves that, which, you know, okay, great.
You know, she loves the plants and the orchids. She put orchids in her in her window. And we have a rich family life with Patricia's family that really look out for her and talk to her, and she's gotten to know all of them. You know, it's a really great life. It's so different, but we also see what's happening is that she's, you know, we're asking her to walk, use less sugar, but she has that happiness and good energy around her. You know, with my dad, it was dead. Mm-hmm. It was like a morgue. You know, you walk into that house and he was sort of a hoarder, but it was the energy that was the worst thing. It wasn't the messiness of the house. It was kind of energy. And now, you know, I don't think she would have lived. I think she'd be dead by now.
That's right.
If it wasn't for now. But, you know, she's had these medical conditions that are getting better.
Yeah.
She's 89, almost 90. They're getting better.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Yes, exactly.
But that's because we change the energy.
Well, and the other thing is she gets cleared on a regular basis. We clear ourselves and then we clear her and we also clear the animals. We've talked about all of that, which is, you know, amazing. And of course, we do this consistently and constantly all the time and even specifically. And the part that's the most amazing is everybody has bad days. Things irritate everybody. But the most amazing thing of all is when you clear her, you can see the difference night and day in her and even how she is. She is rare to have a bad attitude. But when she does, clearing works almost instantly to help change that.
She gravitates toward it. Now, we've tried to explain it to her.
Yes.
It's a little difficult because she's really hard of hearing and she has a cochlear implant, but it doesn't help. It's not good for long, complicated conversations, which she doesn't really want anyways.
Right.
But we do clear her on a regular basis. But this is the most important takeaway, is that true wisdom that comes from aging. There are a lot of societies that talk about that revere their old people. Mm-hmm. Well, that wisdom that comes with age only comes by removing the toxic energies from your essence.
Right.
And in this culture, we don't even know what energies are.
Right.
You know, we don't have any idea of what how this all works. So we never would think to remove this energy from your essence. But OMG, that's where all the power is. Exactly. And if you're as you go through life, if you're clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically all the time.
Well, and Jason, can I just take a moment and explain that to people?
Yeah.
When we say constantly, consistently, and specifically, we're not talking about going and sitting on a mountaintop for 24 hours a day, every day. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things like when you get in the shower in the morning, clear while you're taking that shower. Clear the things that are irritating you about your job and, you know, or things that you're feeling bad about yourself or that sort of thing. That's and make it a consistent thing to do.
We do it all the time when we're driving. We do it when we're going for a walk.
Exactly. In other words, and even there are times when, and oftentimes I will be clearing when I'm making dinner. You have no idea how many people say, this is the most delicious food, common food, that I have ever eaten because I'm using positive energy. I'm removing negative energy, not only from the food, but for myself when I'm cooking.
Here's one of the most important points. As you age, when you age gracefully, you're just supposed to accept the aches and pains and some of the difficulties.
Wait a minute. I'm going to do you. No.
I don't do it that way.
Oh.
Anyways.
Do it. Everybody wants to hear it. Come on.
No.
There you go.
But when we have an ache and a pain, or if it's more serious than that, you know, I just had my meniscus tear surgery on my knee.
Right.
You know, we change all the symptoms of physical aging or all the physical symptoms that we have into metaphors. In other words, there's a story behind it. Then it becomes something that we can clear.
Well, let's talk about your knee for just a moment. And by the way, he is doing remarkable, everyone.
My knee's doing really well, and we've cleared the you know, the knee is a metaphor for moving forward.
Right.
It's a joint. Most joints are about moving forward.
Yes.
And here we are. We're about to launch a new website for all you guys, and just to tease you a little bit. A
little plug there. You know, go ahead.
But it's a lot of work and a lot of details involved, and so we're working on that. And so, you know, I'm trying to move forward, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden my meniscus tear shows its face.
Shows its ugly little head. Yes, exactly. Yes.
So the other thing is about the ecosystem approach is it's a natural fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do all these crazy things to make ourselves look younger, like facelifts and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And special drinks that will keep you young. And you know, there's nothing wrong with those things. But what really makes you old more than anything else is the buildup of negative energy in your essence.
And it is so amazing when you start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Natural aging is consistently removing negative energy from your essence.
Okay.
True wisdom comes with age only when you're removing the toxic energies connected to your essence.
Okay.
Natural aging comes when physical difficulties are converted to metaphors and then they're cleared.
Love it.
And that the ecosystem approach is a natural fountain of youth because the buildup of negative energy makes you old.
Okay. Stay tuned. When you come back, I'll get it right myself. When we come back, here we go. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about implementing a natural aging program and creating your own fountain of youth. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive. The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about creating a natural aging program and you creating your own fountain of youth. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so compare natural aging to aging gracefully.
Well, the way everyone ages today is allowing the buildup of negative energy and then accepting those toxic effects of that buildup.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those toxic effects of negative energy buildup?
If you've worked with anybody that's older, this might ring true to you. I think it will. People get stubborn,
mm-hmm.
angry.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to respond to reason.
Okay.
They become set in their ways that are almost dysfunctional, or they can't function because they're so set in their ways they can't do it any other way.
Okay.
They become numb. They reduce the size of their world. They ignore physical symptoms, and they don't even care if they're healthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
They revert to behaviors that are like children or teenagers.
And I'm going to say, and even toddlers at times.
Yes.
You know, so, but Jason, with the ecosystem approach, naturally aging, it just
is much different.
It just happens.
It happens in a way that you literally do become, have more wisdom or become more wise.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia says I'm more of a wise guy, but that's she's
oh,
not
that's
using
not
that
exactly
in a complimentary
what I mean.
Term.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But no, you literally have more wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and it's because you understand yourself,
right?
And you start to see the world around you in a way that it is. See, without the clearing, one of the things, and this is a whole different show, but without the clearing, we're subject to beliefs and illusions about the way things are based on what we're programmed to believe, as
exactly.
opposed to the way they really are.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, by the way, that's really dark negative energy that does that. But the other thing is that when you do the clearing and you're working on your, well, you don't automatically work on your age. You start removing negative energies. And I'm talking about anger and fear and overwhelm and
numbness.
Know, numbness, exactly. All of those things being stuck. What happens is that we start to relax in ways and the lines in our face, it's much less.
Yes.
When we go for a walk or when we do something new, such as out in the yard, our bodies don't hurt like it would if we didn't do the clearing, because there's negative energy everywhere and it really affects us.
If you clear in a way, as you age, a natural aging approach,
right.
You want to be healthy as
yeah.
you get older. You want to exercise. If you need to do rehab or rehabilitation, you want to do it.
Exactly.
But if you're not doing that, it's like, I'll just sit here and eat some sugar or drink another beer or have some more wine.
I'm sure he's not talking about chocolate. I'm positive of that. I'm sure. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the red line.
Well, there's a few other things. You know, when we use the ecosystem approach and we do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, we become more flexible physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also change our perspective to one that enables us to see things that without the clearing, we wouldn't be able to see them.
You know, change is inevitable.
Inevitable, exactly.
But as you grow older, people don't want to change. They resist change.
Exactly.
You know, Patricia and I see for ourselves, we've been doing this for 20 years. We look forward to this change. We said, where we were wasn't, you know, we were in the Bay Area, it was a high cost area. We said, a lot of the things here don't suit us. We moved here.
Yeah.
To this small town outside of Yosemite. It's amazing. It's beautiful. We changed. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, we picked up my mom and us, and we had 20 years of
stuff.
Yeah. Treasures. You know, Patricia calls them treasures. I call them something else, but that's another whole show.
Yeah, I get it.
We moved all of that here, yeah. And it was difficult. It was stressful.
It was, but you know what? We also cleared our way all the way through that, which was truly amazing.
The point is, we saw the wisdom of it.
Yes,
for us.
We did.
And it really was.
Well, so, okay. But there's another really major point about our life's purpose. All of us have life purposes.
When it's never just one, we have purposes. For instance, having children and being able to go out into the world and survive. There's purposes in those things.
Yes, and that knowledge of what that purpose is, a lot of people, they think retirement is indulging your hobbies. But that's not real purpose.
No, that's indulging your hobbies.
Yes, and frankly, as you get older, your purpose becomes more clear, mm-hmm. and your ability to carry it out is greater.
Well, I'm sorry, Jason. Can I talk about that for just a moment? I know that as soon as I started clearing, I've always known that I had some sort of purpose here. Truly, did not know what it was, and it wasn't until I started clearing that I realized that it was to help other people learn how to do that.
Well,
that was one of them.
That's a really important point, but it's a great segue to a very interesting story, which is Elijah Cummings, who mm-hmm. recently died. He's a famous congressman from Maryland. He was a great, great man. He worked with Martin Luther King. He was known for his civil rights activism.
Right.
He was an amazing senator, and he worked across the aisle, but he had the same surgery that Patricia did, mm-hmm. and he died from an infection that was a result of that surgery. Well, we changed that metaphor. That metaphor, infection, is a form of anger, mm-hmm. and even though his behavior was very magnanimous and based on principle. And loving toward others.
Right.
He lived that life. We could see as intuitives that he hadn't cleared or removed the negative energy connected to his heart.
Right.
And that's the infection that caused his death. He was full of purpose,
By
but he
means.
Didn't clear the negative energy that was interfering with that purpose. And, they said he signed 4 subpoenas a few hours before he died. He was doing it to the very end. He knew his purpose.
And hallelujah, Elijah, thank you so much.
But he didn't clear the negative energy. And he might not have even known that he could have.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry that's the case. But if you're listening to this right now, mm-hmm. no matter what age you are,
right,
this is your opportunity to say, oh, yeah, I've got control over this part of my life, which is huge.
Well, there's another point. Elijah Cummings came in, believe it or not, he was actually going to give up school and go march, around the country. And Martin Luther King told him, no, stay in school. The guy graduated from Brown, summa cum laude. I mean, my gosh, my point being that he managed to, with help from some wise people, stay on track. But most of us don't get those same opportunities. And understand, no matter what age you are, I know that all of the people that are listening, you all want to make a difference in the world.
And staying on track comes from clearing that negative energy.
That is correct.
He needed to have it come from the outside, but really it should come from the inside.
Right.
Here's one more story before the end. And, we don't talk about politics very much, but this is so right on.
Okay.
Make America Great Again. You've probably figured this out. We're not Trump supporters. Patricia and I are not even close. But this idea of Make America Great Again, who are the Trump supporters? They're older white males. And even though I'm in that category, I don't feel that way. In fact, our political beliefs are much more progressive because we're flexible. We want change. We see the need for change. But this idea that we can go backwards and go back to a better time, what's happening is that these white males have a buildup of negative energy in their essence, mm-hmm. and they're so angry and bitter, and they're looking for someone to take them back to a better time. But it's not based on wisdom, because if they had wisdom, they'd know, even if they had a magic wand and they could take themselves back to the 50s or the 60s.
They wouldn't like it.
They wouldn't like it. But the reason they think they would is because back then when they were younger, there was less of a buildup of that negative energy.
Right.
All they have to do is clear that buildup of negative energy, and then they wouldn't be supporting Trump and, you know, all these other things would happen.
All right. So with that said, and thank you for all of that, Jason. What are the key points of this segment?
And this isn't a key point, but kind of is. To make America great again is based on the buildup of negative energy. So the way you do it is you clear the negative energy.
Okay.
So in our programming culture, negative energies just build up and become toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Natural aging involves consistently removing negative energy and creating the evolution of essence.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach is a natural fountain of youth because the negative energy is physically aging and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach trains you in natural aging and develops wisdom and purpose that makes aging exciting.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the missed opportunity of retirement. What's the most important thing you can do in retirement? Stay tuned. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and I'm Patricia. We're talking about missed opportunity of retirement. The most important thing you can do while you're retired. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what is the missed opportunity of retirement?
we see a lot of people in retirement who have full lives doing hobbies and charitable work, but the missed opportunity is not healing your essence or removing the negative energy.
Well, okay, but in general, we don't know how to remove negative energy or the buildup. How do we know to do that?
You wouldn't.
Okay.
Of course you wouldn't know about the buildup.
Okay.
The idea that emotions are energies and they build up is not commonly known or accepted.
Mm-hmm.
That the essence or your soul is toxic in the first place, that it has a buildup of negative energy is not commonly known.
Right.
Go to our two radio shows on discovery, and we talked about that. And that there are methods to remove that negative energy, which is the ecosystem approach, is not commonly known.
Okay.
You know, and so when we've been, Patricia, I've been dealing with this for years now, when someone asks us, what do we do? We have this whole range of answers. Now, if the person, we don't think the person would have a ghost of a chance to understand, we say, well, we work with well-being and lifestyle. And then we go from there. You know, sometimes we say that we're intuitives. Sometimes we don't.
Right.
You know, we've had people back away when we say that. You know?
Literally.
So, yes.
Physically, yes.
The point is that people don't know about energy.
Right.
They don't know about talking about energy. They don't know it builds up.
Right.
So that's why we do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is to remove that energy, which can benefit you at any age.
Right.
I've been working on... babies and even babies in the womb starting to clear. It makes perfect sense. It's something that you do for the rest of your life.
You know, I want to bring up a point. Jason and I always talk about what we're going to do on the show. And here's one that we both forgot about. It's about those that retire and within 3 to 6 months drop dead.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a true buildup of negative energy. But
yes.
The other thing that it is that it shows that people believe that unless they're working, unless they're, you know, pushing papers or doing whatever they do, that they have no purpose.
And truly, as you retire, most jobs aren't infused with purpose.
Right.
So when you retire, you have to reconfigure a little bit to find that purpose again.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been clearing all this time, mm-hmm. it's easy. You have like 10 things on your list that you want to do that are infused with your purpose.
Exactly.
You know, we just had a meet and greet here yesterday we live in an HOA and it's run by a board of directors. And we had a meet and greet for two of the board members that were running for re-election for the board. And, you know, this group of, you know, 30, 35 people, and we stood out. Now, it sounds arrogant when I say it that way, but people noticed us and they came up to us. And of course we were the hosts, but there was something, this happens to us all the time. And, you know, people might assign some other reason for it that, oh, just because we're, people have told me that she has a lot of energy. Well, yeah, she has a lot of energy, but it's the quality of that energy that makes a difference.
And it shows.
It shows.
Yes,
it does. You know, we're not afraid to speak up, but that's part of the clearing the negative energy also. And there's an energy that when we do speak up, there's a feeling to it that most people, they can't say, well, you've got good energy. They say something else, you know.
Right.
But it shows.
Yes.
Here's the other thing that's most important that, you know, for people that are in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what happens to your essence or your soul when you die. The negative energy that's attached to you when you die goes with you.
Mm.
So if you're listening to this and you've got a month to live, the best thing you could do still is to start clearing
right
now. Clearing as much as you can.
Right.
Because what you don't will go with you.
Right.
And, you know, people say, well, you can't take your money with you. You can't take your personal possessions with you. That's all true.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do take with you is the amount of negative energy or positive energy that you have when you die.
Exactly.
And we're filled. Go back to that show about discovery. We talked about how 80% of your essence has negative energy when you come in as a baby. So we've been carrying a lot of negative energy. And frankly, this is a little little philosophical, but I'll just go there for a minute. The reason we seem as a world to be getting worse, or some of our problems are getting worse, is because we're not eliminating this negative energy.
And we're not changing our perspective to see anything new or see what can be done.
We're trying to fix problems by not changing the energy, but by just changing the structure.
Yes.
And that won't change the energy. So people are dying. They come back in. Whether you believe in reincarnation or not doesn't really matter.
Right.
This is what we see. It's not what we believe. But your soul doesn't die when you die. It has everlasting life, and that negative energy is attached to you. So you come back in, that egg, you're starting out with that negative energy.
Right.
So the best thing you can do long term is to clear the negative energy. Now, if you're, you know, 20 something and you're listening to this, doesn't matter.
OMG.
You have an opportunity, yes, to start clearing this, because
absolutely,
it'll help you not just in retirement, but for everything in your life.
So, and what we're really saying is, no matter what, get started today doing the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. Here's the other thing that most people don't get.
Okay.
We have free will in this physical zone. So when we're in a physical body, we have free will. So when we clear, we have a lot more power to remove that negative energy. When a person dies, some of the negative energy around them doesn't go with them, but the negative energy attached to their essence does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very little clearing after death. We have this false belief. I've heard this around that when you die, there's a form of purification that happens.
Oh, no.
And we don't see that.
Mm-mm.
It's one of the things that you know, we don't see that purification. It's not like all your negative energy has gone away. And we have actually cleared souls, essences, after they've died, just to help them out, because we're in this free will zone. We have the power to do it
right
in a way that they don't in the other side.
Exactly. So one more time, Jason, what's the best thing you can do even before retirement, but when you're retired, is do what?
Is to clear and then implement your purpose while you're clearing.
Exactly. It's amazing.
It's so life affirming, and talk about making you feel young. That's will do it.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The missed opportunity in retirement is not healing your essence or removing the negative energy.
Okay.
The best time to remove the negative energy in your essence is when you're in physical form.
Love it.
Not when you're dead. You know, doesn't matter when you're in physical form. You can take the negative energy attached to your essence with you when you die, and you have no choice about the matter. It goes.
But you can also take the positive.
Yes.
Okay.
So the more negative you remove, the more positive, more space is available for the positive.
That's correct.
The ecosystem approach is the best thing you can do in retirement, in your present life, and for your future, for your essence.
I love it. So, Jason, a lot of people know how to do the clearing, but for those of you who are listening for the first time or need to be reminded, Jason, how do we do energy work? How do we do the ecosystem approach?
Okay. No special posture. You can do it sitting down, standing up, walking, standing on your head. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is use your imagination. So that when we say, and to eliminate, gather up, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, whatever it is, gather those things up, emotions, and blow them into an imaginary trash can.
Okay.
Now, if you have a trash can next to you, blow them into that. Mm-hmm. If you're driving or something like that, there's no trash can around, use your mind's eye, your imagination, and create one and just blow it into that.
Exactly. And then after we've done that, we then activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy. And by the way, we all need life force energy, because life force energy is how our hearts beat. And with that, what we do is we activate life force. We call upon it. We call it in through the top of our head and let it go all the way down our shoulders and our torso, our arms, our legs. And I like to stop it at the tips of our toes, and any negative energies that are still there when we breathe out, because we're going to breathe in with that life force energy. And when we breathe out, meaning it sounds like we blow out any negative energy that's left over. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you do some clearing so you can begin to age naturally and do your retirement in the best possible way. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you do some clearing so you can begin to age naturally and do retirement in the best possible way. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Yeah, I just want to say that even if you're not retired, all these clearings will help you. So don't worry about that. Here we go. Set your intention to not only help yourself, but maybe someone in your family that is retired or is older, and you can set your intention to help them, or anybody else that's on with us right now, set your intention to help the people around you. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so that I can remove negative energy that so that I can see that removing negative energy is essential to natural aging.
Okay. Take a breath.
Blow out those, gather up those veils and illusions, and blow them to the process. Blow them to the trash can.
Right. So, and to eliminate the barrier so I can begin to see removing negative energy is a natural fountain of youth. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that all physical symptoms can be converted to metaphors and then cleared.
Nice. Take a breath. And to eliminate any fear, worry, anxiety I have about getting old and then being lost. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate any fear, worry, and anxiety about losing my purpose and losing my feeling needed in life around me. Take a breath. Lift that up. You don't need that. Put it into the garbage can.
And to eliminate any feelings of anger and hate that have built up in my essence.
Ooh, that's big.
Take a breath.
You know what, everybody? I'd like you to take another breath on that one because that's big. That covers so much, So take a nice breath. We're clearing anger and hate that's built up in your essence. Take a breath. Easy, blow it out.
And to eliminate any guilt, unworthiness, and shame that makes me feel numb, heavy, old, and useless. Take a breath. Gather that up.
And to eliminate the false belief that programming doesn't build up negative energy in our essence. That's a false belief, everybody, because programming does build up negative energy in our essence. It hurts us. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the victim energy that I have that says I'm getting old and there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, my gosh. Eeyore to the max, yes.
Okay. Take a breath. You know, we don't talk about this hardly ever, but Jason and I laugh all the time. And before Jason, I mean, my family has always loved to laugh, but before I met Jason, I never laughed this much and I never laughed this hard. And by the way, at so many stupid things. But the bottom line is that laughing is one of the best things we can do to prevent or to hold off the signs of aging. Laughter is a wonderful way to get rid of negative energy.
But you can fake it too. So yes. The way to do it naturally is to clear the negative energy and it just happens.
It's amazing.
And oh, by the way, if you're a stand-up comic, don't worry about us. Our jokes are really stupid and you have to, it's only between us that we think it's funny. So
yeah, we're not taking anybody's job there. Trust me, your purpose is still intact. Okay. Yes. So, and to eliminate the victim energy I have that says I'm getting old and there's nothing I can do about it. When the truth is, yes, there is.
You can clear it.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger and bitterness and hate that has been building up all my life, even if I feel like I'm not an angry or bitter person. Take a breath. What's one of our favorite, you know, when we, you know, we've had so many people come to us, oh, I'm not angry. I'm not an angry person.
Yeah.
You know, but they may not be an angry person, but they might have anger and bitterness attached to them.
Right.
And that's what's important.
Okay. All right. So, and to eliminate the false belief that says retirement is for doing fun stuff only rather than clearing essence. When the truth is, do both. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the richness in aging that was not possible before. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. I've had so many people say, well, I've got to get this done before I get old because there's this hopelessness about being old.
And to eliminate, very yes. good, Jason, yeah. and to eliminate the hopelessness and even the disappointment about getting old or growing older. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that if I get old, then I'm going to be more limited right. when the reverse can be true.
Yes.
Which is you have more possibilities as you get older. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see a richness in aging that was not possible before. Excellent. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative energy attached to you stays with you when you die.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
I'm going to add one more. And to eliminate the false belief that says there's nothing I can do about that negative energy when the truth is, use the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. Starting right now. Take a breath. Jason, can we activate life force? What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. Starting right now, take a nice breath. Just let pure, activate our life force energy. Just let it run through your body. We're not going to clear anything. Just let it run through your body. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. How many of you are tingling from that? Nice and easy. Nice and easy. All right, here we go. And to activate life force so I can trust that I have power to clear a lot of the difficulties that come with aging. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body. Clear the tips of your toes. Turn around, turn it around. Any negative energy that's hanging out, blow it out. You don't need it.
And activate life force so I can see my life in terms of the health of my essence and clear it so it's healthy. Hmm. Take a breath.
What a concept. Take a breath. All the way in through the top of your head.
And to activate life force so I can have confidence to see that I'm in charge of my health and of my essence. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and be creative and have fun and enjoy my life and be peaceful and calm and see what I need to clear and then actually get it done and enjoy everything that I'm doing, everything in life, including clearing. Take a nice breath. Right in through the top of your head, tips of your toes, any negative energy, blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week? What's the show about next week?
Oh, this is going to be fun. We're going to talk about ghosts.
Huh?
It's the perfect topic for Halloween.
Okay.
But here's the thing, and I have to admit, this is one of my pet peeves. It's the Hollywood ghosts. Hollywood ghosts are not the same ghosts that we're going to be talking about because the ghosts you see in Hollywood are phony.
Okay.
Ghostbusters, you know, that was a comedy, everybody.
Okay. So
ghosts really don't act that way.
So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
So if you want a natural fountain of youth, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
We make it easy. All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Do it right now. All you have to do is go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. It's free. And every week we send you clearings that you can do all week until our next show so you can continue to contribute to your natural fountain of youth.
Love it.
And oh, by the way, you know, my purpose is to get likes on Facebook. So please like me on Facebook. It just makes me happy.
Yeah, and you don't want to hear him whine, I'll tell you. So, okay. Jason, is there anything else we want to tell the audience today?
Nope. I'm busy aging, so I'm having fun doing it.
Okay.
So we're going to let you guys go, but we hope that you join us and be part of this amazing ecosystem approach where you start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically.
And by the way, tell your family. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening
lighter.
To Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.